Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this May 15th. Feel Good Friday, everyone. Hey, if you're new to working from home, you've probably been wondering how long this will last, either because you can't stand it or because you love it. Fortunately for both groups, we may be starting to see some answers. On Tuesday, in an email to employees, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey made a pronouncement. For those workers whose jobs can be performed remotely, he wrote, quoting here, "If you want to continue working from home forever, we will make that happen," close quote. That's right, he used the word forever. The announcement, first reported by BuzzFeed, went viral. When COVID-19 first touched down in the U.S., Twitter was one of the first tech companies to send its employees home. Now it's the first major tech business to say workers will have a choice to return to an office or not, even when the pandemic danger has receded enough to allow offices to reopen. It's a bold move, to be sure, but not out of character for Dorsey, who has become known as the kind of entrepreneur who takes dramatic action. In April, for example, Dorsey pledged to donate $1 billion, more than a quarter of his fortune, to fund global COVID-19 relief. Now, we know there are plenty of you who hate working at your dining room table. Before you get up in arms about a big company forcing people to work from home, that's not Twitter's stance. Instead, the company says employees who want to return to the corporate mothership will be able to. Our offices will be their warm and welcoming selves with some additional precautions when we feel it's safe to return, the new policy states. That's not likely to be until at least September, the company says. Among Twitter's reasons for the change, the forced work-from-home experiment has shown the company that remote work works. They found it to be effective even at scale, according to CNN. But it's important to note that Dorsey was leaning in this direction even before the full effects of the pandemic were felt in the U.S., Late last year, he said he didn't want the company to be so dependent on San Francisco, where it is headquartered. In February, a spokesperson told BuzzFeed, "There's incredible talent around the world, and we have to be able to work in a way that supports them as employees, regardless of where they live." Reactions to Dorsey's decision ranged from hosannas to dismay. On Twitter, of course, a woman named Joanna tweeted happily that working from home relieves her of a 3-hour daily commute. "I am so much more productive working from home," she wrote. But many others say there's an energy, creativity, and team building that only comes from working side by side with colleagues. That can't be replaced with Zoom meetings, they argue. And many fear increased loneliness, which is already at epidemic proportions in America and abroad. "Remote work is lonely and tedious, a repeating pattern of monotony," solo worker John Brandon wrote in a contribution to Forbes. Regardless, futurists have long predicted that white-collar work will become more and more remote, as the tools to collaborate at a distance improve. And there's evidence that a slim majority of people don't want to return to an office post-pandemic, at least not every day. In April, IBM surveyed 25,000 people to learn how they view the world differently now. 54% said they will want to work remotely. More than 75% want the option, at least occasionally. Indeed, that's the way this may shake out, a hybrid situation where people work at the office sometimes. There are a lot of issues, however, not the least of which is that working from home is more than just a change of scenery. If you've had Zoom fatigue, misinterpreted a curt email from your boss, or had trouble rallying your team to get things done, well, you know that leadership and soft skills may need just a little improvement. And those of us with the privilege to work from home are adjusting to the reality of merging our home and work lives, as anyone who's had their 3-year-old burst in on a video conference knows all too well. Should other corporate giants follow Twitter's lead, there will be ripple effects galore. Lockdowns have reduced traffic, accidents, and carbon emissions, arguably good things, unless you work for the oil industry. Remote workers save money on gas, parking, restaurant meals, and work clothes. Of course, they may need therapy to deal with longer hours and the difficulty separating work and personal life, so there's that. Companies will need to spend more on distance communication tools, not to mention standing desks and comfy office chairs for employees' at-home workspaces. But they will save millions of dollars on office space, electricity, and even printer paper. Businesses that allow employees to stay home at least half-time save an average of $11,000 per worker, according to estimates by a research firm called Global Workplace Analytics. The commercial real estate industry might not be so happy about this phenomenon, however. As Courtney Rubin writes this week in Marker, a publication on Medium, the notion of permanent remote work is already upending the real estate market. Startups, tech giants, and old-school Wall Street firms, Rubin says, are rethinking the role of office space and whether they even need it. So who will follow Twitter's lead? We'll be watching the tech industry closely. Google, Facebook, and Zillow are among companies that have told workers they may work from home until 2021 if they wish to. But none of them so far have used that big, bold word forever like Twitter just did. We suspect, though, that is just a matter of time and possibly not much of that. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Research assistance came from Liza Boyd, edited by Emma Courtney. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.